for suicide cure. I can see myself now, after all these suicide days and nights, and the lovely women walk by with big hot hips and warm buttocks and tight hot everything. This is only if I get famous and lucky.
Famous and lucky. Famous.
We're crazy. We're crazy. We're crazy. We're crazy.
The world's greatest loser.
The death of an idiot.
I was tormented. People said I was born demented. Me standing up for myself meant you're suspended. Stressful, impossible to ignore the tension. Had my mind fenced in, became more defensive. Trying to hold the tears back when they poured, I was drenched in sorrow. Tomorrow will be better, I was sure to mention. Hope that it pulled through, grew a set of horns with an entrance. And more destruction than the Lord and his four henchmen. These hardships threw my spirit in a dark pit. Light never came, when it did, I couldn't spark it. Added to rotten like a spoiled carcass. Misery lust company, well be tight to my soul is dearly departed. Calm down facing L's, I would spark it whole. Either in my room or a random apartment home. I was a nice guy before I poured my heart to gold. But this is just the beginning, more starts to unfold.
Nothing more dangerous than a man consumed with darkness. A man twisted and tortured to the point of becoming fully heartless. Everything is forcing him to become evil, with crippling persistence, making him question the very meaning and value of existence. The scariest thing is he looks normal from a distance, but if you look in his eyes, you can see the deranged sickness. He seems to take the low road in each and every instance, and he has the ability to snap and become lethal in an instant. The scariest thing of all is he was once like me and you. Now do you realize just what a tortured life really can do? Ripped up, chewed up, and swallowed whole. Time to pay the reaper his toll of my damn soul.
Americans don't know what tragedy is. A little 6.5 earthquake can set them to chattering like monkeys. A piece of Chinaware broken. The Union Rescue Mission falls down. 6 a.m. They sit in their car. They're all driving around. Where are they going? A little excitement is broken into the canned lie. Stranger stands next to stranger, chattering gibberish fear, anxious laughter. My baby, my flower pot, my ceiling, my bank account. This is just a tickler, a feather, and they can't bear it.